We have a guest joining us here in the studio. And first, I want to ask you who you are and where you're from.
I'm Nathan Mahonen from Monticello, Minnesota. I'm a member of the Rockford Lestadian Lutheran Church.
Yeah. Do you want to share a little bit about your family or anything such as that?
Yeah. We have married since 1982 to Janelle, and we have 15 kids and 64 grandkids and 2 great-grandkids.
Oh, yes. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's the first day of services here, first afternoon. How has your summer services experience been thus far?
Absolutely wonderful. Mm-hmm. To just see the joy on everyone's mm-hmm. face as they drive in and walk to the tent. It reminds me of the song, "Let Us Go to Jerusalem." And everybody is just coming to the tent to be fed with God's word.
Wow, that's a very good depiction of it. That's a good way to describe it. What are you especially looking forward to in these next days?
Well, of course, the main reason I come is to be fed with God's word.
Yes.
And to be assured again and again that I can believe mm-hmm. my sins forgiven. But then I look around and I see all my dear brothers and sisters from the East Coast to the West Coast, mm-hmm. to over to Finland, to just everywhere. And I like, oh, I want to visit with them. Or I want to visit with them. And I can't at the moment because I'm picking up garbage or I'm running to an interview or, you know, but I'm going to find them.
Yes.
And so the fellowship in the oneness of spirit is just so beautiful.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I was even sitting at the 6 o'clock service and I was noticing people that, oh, they're here. Like, it's so exciting because I haven't seen them in a long time. Mm-hmm. And even somebody at supper I saw. And so we chatted for a little bit and I said, maybe we'll see you, maybe we won't for the rest of these services. But yeah, the fellowship is just as warm as the services.
Yes, it is.
So we know that this isn't your first time being at summer services. Do you have a memory that you have that still you carry with you from the past?
Well, going to summer services was always a big thing in our family.
Okay.
And we would often go in a camper. And so mm-hmm. we camped at the service site. Mm-hmm. And it was always just so exciting to see who else was going to be camping, who we could play football with during the mm-hmm. free time. And you know, you kind of got spoiled. Mom and Dad would actually go out on a limb and buy some sugared cereal, you know, that you'd spoil.
Yes.
You know, we didn't get at home. So all those fun little things. And yeah, and just being, as a child, I remember observing summer services and listening to the elders speak and how they used to reassure us young ones that we were a joy to them mm-hmm. and we could also learn from them. Mm-hmm. And now it feels like, even though I don't feel old, I'm seeing my kids bring their kids. Mm-hmm. So it was a big thing for us to bring our kids to summer services. Now I'm seeing our children make it a priority to bring their children to summer services. And then we just had a wedding in our family a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Everybody came from Canada, from the West Coast, you know, and they all went back home. And now they're all back for services.
Yes.
And it just warmed my heart, you know, that they came now to to be in the hearing of God's word and to have that fellowship.
Yeah, it starts an important tradition that gets carried on. And how special is that? Mm-hmm. That's really great. So I guess along those lines, you were saying that you have some family members that came back for summer services. What made you to decide to come to summer services, even though you live more locally?
Yeah. Well, we've been planning to be at these summer services since they were arranged, which maybe was 2 years ago. We weren't going to be anywhere else but here.
Yeah.
So that is what we've been looking forward to. Mm-hmm. And we're just so happy that mm-hmm. God allowed it again to happen. And here we are, you know, and all thanks goes to God for mm-hmm. for even the all the work and planning and that has gone into this, you know, we just have to thank God.
Yeah.
You know, that
it's I was awestruck when I was coming here this afternoon with those kind of feelings too, that this, it seems like it all just comes together, but there's a lot of work that happens behind the scenes. So it's
sure
pretty
is.
Amazing.
Yeah, and it's you know, as we've heard already in the sermons and introductions and in the openings, that it is our prayer, first and foremost, that each one of us can be fed, but mm-hmm. also for those who are seeking God's kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That they could be given ears to hear.
Yes.
And that they could receive the grace of repentance and receive that same joy mm-hmm. in their hearts. I mean, you know, I look at this time as it's such a joy and happiness, but even when we're not at services, summer services, we still have that joy in our hearts.
Yes. Yeah.
And yeah. it's just something we wish everybody could experience.
Right.
As we're seeing it happen abroad.
Right. Exactly. in amazing ways. Yeah. That kind of goes along with the next question I was going to ask you is, why do you think these big services are important? I mean, I think you've covered on it a little bit in these other questions, but.
Well, I think they're important not only for us who are here, but for those who are not here mm-hmm. and are able to hear
mm-hmm.
and to be fed.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of struck me during the opening and the sermons before that is our prayer, is that all could be fed.
Yes.
Not just only us here, but there are many, even in our own state, in our own country,
yes.
even in North America, who would love to be here,
yes.
but they can't be here.
Yeah.
But God has given them the ability to tune in and hear and
yes.
be fed. And to those who are not, have not been given the grace of repentance, that they could hear
mm-hmm.
and they could believe.
Mm-hmm. I know. I truly think that technology, especially since COVID, has been a huge blessing
mm-hmm.
for us to be able to have these big services streaming
mm-hmm.
and anybody
yes.
can be listening to them. What does faith mean in your life?
Well, it is faith. This faith is personal.
Mm-hmm.
And there is only one living faith, one hope, one God, one Lord and Savior, Jesus. And it is the faith on God and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that I have that hope of salvation. One day I can turn in this cross for a crown that
mm-hmm.
will never fade away.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hope that I can hold on to this faith
yeah.
all the days of my life.
Yeah, I've been to some events lately where there have been those who are not in faith. And it has left on my heart just the sadness I have
yeah.
in them not being able to share the same faith. How has God helped in your life? Or has there been God's guidance in your life that you can reflect on?
Yeah, I believe that God is so much in my life and has helped me in so many ways and so many mm-hmm. times. So many times I've had to cry out to God for his help.
Mm-hmm.
That I can't do it alone.
Mm-hmm.
I need God. And God has provided the perfect answer to my prayer every time.
Yes.
He has always, he's never left me out there in the dark,
mm-hmm.
but always an escort, a friend, an angel, mother, father, brother, sister,
mm-hmm.
spouse, child, has always been come to my aid. And that is God
yes.
who is
yes.
coming to me and helping me. And
yes.
And the power is always in the gospel. I'm 63 and I can't believe all the time how much I marvel at the power of the gospel.
Yes.
When sin attaches, as it does,
yes,
it the gospel frees. And it is that freeing gospel that carries us, uplifts us in this life of faith and will one day even take us to the glory of heaven.
Yes, that is all of our hopes and wishes. The service model this year is that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you. What are some thoughts that come to your mind from this passage from 1 John chapter 1, verse 3?
Oh, wow. That's really a powerful portion of God's word. I didn't really see this, but I'll tell you a quick experience in Africa.
Oh, yes. Please do.
We were at a village where there was one believing woman. And she asked for services to be held in that village. And so I happened to be on that trip where it was arranged to go there. And so when we got there, this one believing woman came out to greet us, but there was nobody else. And pretty soon we started to see heads poking through around corners, around trees, through windows. And eventually they started to come out. And they were very tentative, very shy, but they wanted to hear. The sermon was given, introductions were given, then the sermon, and then we asked if there was any questions or comments, and the elder stood up and said, "I've never heard this kind of a message in my life."
Wow.
He said, "We will consider what has been spoken and we'll get back to you." And he sat down, and next to him, a younger man stood up with his head bowed and his hand went up, and he said, asked if he could believe. One after another began to stand up and beg for grace. This was the text that was spoken from.
Wow,
that which has, we have seen and heard, declare we unto you. And God's ways are just so miraculous. And so I just when I saw that passage, and there was more into the text than that, but that was part of the text. And it was just, it's just brought back so many warm, loving memories.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that story. That I personally, I love hearing those kinds of stories because it reminds me that I don't always really, I mean, I think seriously about faith and think about that, but when I hear those stories from the foreigners that are repenting, it makes me just acknowledge that, oh, wow, maybe I'm not always seeing this as the gift it should be, if that makes some sense. And so then I don't know, it just really makes me think about it.
And then to follow up with that, that the elder man also was given the grace of repentance.
Nice.
So we went there with one believing lady. We left with like 35 adults and many children. And they said that they want to get on the schedule. It was amazing. We went there, like I said, they were very tentative, very kind of shy. We left and they were like, you know, thanking God. You know, just, it was just amazing.
That's incredible. So the power of the gospel.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So in ending this interview, would you like to send greetings to someone you think is listening to this broadcast that may not be here live at the services?
Yes, I would like to send greetings to that congregation.
Yes.
And I wish I knew their
the
name. I forgot so many names of the towns that we went to, places we went to. But I know Emmanuel Afade would remember.
Yes.
And he can send those greetings to them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How special.
Yeah.
That's very special.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for so much for coming in and speaking with us this evening.
My pleasure. Yeah, it's a joy to be here.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.